Now, I want to qualify what I'm going to do tonight by telling you I didn't come with a sermon prepared. I don't have any notes. I studied and prayed all day long, and the Holy Ghost decided this is what we were going to talk about at about 5:30 today. Now, I want you to understand something, that what God wants to tell somebody, and this may be for one person, it may be for a group of people, but what God wants to tell you tonight has the power to shift something in the atmosphere where your life is concerned and your calling is concerned and your destiny is concerned. Jonah chapter 1, beginning in verse 1. Now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it. For their wickedness has come up before me." But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. And he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it, to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid, and cried every man unto his God, and cast forth the wares that were in the ship into the sea, to lighten it of them. But Jonah was gone down into the side of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, "What meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us that we perish not." The Holy Ghost sent me to tell you tonight and commissioned me to awaken the sleeper. That's my assignment tonight. My assignment is to awaken a dream, to awaken a burden, to awaken purpose tonight. I want you to put your Bibles down for a moment. I want you to lift your hands to heaven, and I want you to talk to God. And I want you to tell God to speak to your heart. Mighty God in heaven, we come before you, God, with humility and brokenness, God. I pray in the name of Jesus that you would commission, God, to go forth out of this place tonight. I pray that you would awaken somebody, God, in the name of Jesus. Come on, somebody talk to him right now. I pray that you would awaken a dream, God. Awaken a purpose in this place, Lord God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody praise him right now. Somebody magnify the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God bless you. You may be seated. This man, Jonah, is not the VeggieTales Jonah that some of you have come to know and love. He's not sitting on the back of a camel, not riding through the city, handing out note cards, telling people what the Holy Ghost has told him. This man, Jonah, he's not the Disney character that you've seen. He's not this sweet, loving character that's coming by just to drop off a message from the Lord. This man is a man that's commissioned by God. He has great purpose on his life. He has a destiny. God has called him for a reason. God has called him for a season. God has called him to preach to Nineveh. Everybody say Nineveh. There is a city that's waiting for the sound of his voice. There is a people that have already been prepared to hear the message that he came to send. He wasn't living out his calling and, by the way, going to Nineveh. God had a distinct purpose for the man Jonah, and that was to preach to a great city. That was to preach a great revival. That was to preach the coming of God in judgment upon the land. He was commissioned by God. He was anointed by God. God had already prepared the way before him. All he had to do was walk it out. All he had to do was talk it out. All he had to do was tell him what the Holy Ghost had told him. All he had to do was let him know that there's a great coming of God that's coming on your land. There's judgment coming, and you better get ready. You're living in sin, but there's a God who judges, who's going to judge the hearts of men. Get ready, he's coming. All he had to do was tell him. He was commissioned by God for a time, for a purpose, for a day, for a destiny. There was a city waiting for Jonah. There was a people waiting to hear his voice. There was somebody praying, looking, searching. Where's hope? Where's an answer? Where's truth? Where's mercy? And Jonah had it. He had truth. He had mercy. He had an answer. But he was stubborn. So he runs in the opposite direction. Let me tell you something, that there will always be an opportunity to leave the calling of God. There will always be an occasion, a ship, if you will, leaving home. There will always be a place to get out of the process and out of the will of God and off the path that God's called you to. So Jonah found some option leaving home. He found some alternative going in the opposite direction from the will of God. There's always an alternative, always an option, always someplace else to go. The Bible says that he got on that ship and he headed in the exact opposite direction of the call and the will of God for his life. His ego, his pride, his recalcitrant spirit was headed in the direction, in the opposite direction of what God had laid out for him. Let me go ahead and stop right now and tell you, there will always be some reason to stop doing the will of God. There will, and I'm not just talking about putting one foot in front of the other. I'm talking about finding the purpose of God and hearing the voice of God and seeing the vision of God and seeing God do wonders in the deep. I'm talking about God taking you someplace to speak by your mouth to the wind, to speak the prophetic, to speak those things that are not as though they are. There will always be some justification. There will always be some logical reason. There will always be some practical plan. Jonah heads in the opposite direction. He gets on a ship heading to a place called Tarshish, a place that's in the other direction. Some practical plan. And the Bible says that when he gets on the ship, there arose a great wind. Tempestuous wind, a very aggressive wind. And I came to tell somebody tonight that we're living in a day where there is a wind blowing in the prophetic. There is some trouble that has arrived on the scene in our world. There is a pressure that is unparalleled. There is a coming judgment that God is sending to the earth. There is something coming on the horizon, and people are instinctively rising up and looking around and saying, "What is this wind? I'm a mariner. I've navigated these waters before, but something is rising up that I've never seen before. There's trouble on the horizon. There's pressure on the job. There's pressure in my finances. I don't know if I can make it." There's a wind that's blowing in our day. There's a pressure that's coming against businessmen and against families. There's something in the works in the spirit world that is badgering and buffeting people, that is creating turmoil in their life, and it's just getting started. Everybody's talking about Obamacare and the price of health care and what's happening in the political climate and the coming together of all the world systems, and the pressure is ratcheting up. And Jonah's in the boat and he's fast asleep. And we understand that because we're in the covenant at times, because we know the truth, that it's easy to sleep in a storm. Has anybody ever slept in a storm? Has anybody ever had the wind blowing in your life and you said, I've got truth and I've got salvation and I'm just going to ride this one out? So the mariners come. They don't know what else to do. They start throwing everything overboard. There are people in this city tonight that they are emptying out their ship. They don't know where they're going to find recourse. They don't know where they're going to find an answer. And they don't know where they're going to find hope. And they're emptying out their heart and their lives. And they're looking for hope. And they're looking for an answer. And God is looking for a people tonight who will rise up to the calling, who will rise up to the challenge, who will step up and say, I'll be a mouthpiece, I'll be a voice to a lost and dying world. Get up, oh sleeper. Wake up, arise. Why are you sleeping? Care you not? Don't you see what's happening around us? Can't you see the turmoil? Hello, can't you see the pressure? Can't you see the trouble? We're going to school with them. We're working beside them. And they're crying out. And they're trying to jar you out of your sleep. Wake up! Arise, sleeper. Wake up. There's a calling on your life. Wake up. There's destiny on you. Wake up, young man. Wake up. There's a Bible study that hadn't been taught. There's a sermon that hadn't been preached. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Arise. 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 Awaken the sleeper. So they're throwing everything overboard. Jonah, there's a city. There is a city in the metro Birmingham area that's waiting to hear your voice. There's a daughter work. It's waiting to be born. Arise, arise, arise. Wake up. Shake it off. Shake off the sleep and the slumber. There's a calling of God in this house. There's a calling of God on your life. God wants to do something through you. Can you see past the malaise of ordinary life? Can you see past the minutiae around you? All of the things about your life, the shoes and the clothes, and going to the mall and going to parties and fellowshipping. Arise, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up. There's a world that needs to hear what God is calling you to say. I quite frankly don't know exactly how to say this to communicate it effectively enough. Jonah, there are 120 to 300,000 people that when they hear your voice, they're going to repent. There's a city. There's a revival. There's a destiny. Somebody waiting to hear what you have to say. somebody waiting to respond to the voice of God flowing through you. There's somebody that's looking for mercy, and you have mercy. You might not be the smartest. You might not be the best preacher. You might not have all of the qualifications, but wake up and rise up to the calling and the purpose and the destiny of God. Nineveh, that great city. Jonah, Nineveh, that great revival. Jonah, Nineveh, the king is waiting for you. He's waiting for your voice. He's waiting for the sound of intercession. He's waiting for the voice of lament. Somebody with a burden. Somebody with passion. Somebody with zeal. Somebody with hunger. Somebody to rise up and be the called out of God. Shake off the night. Shake off the slumber. Shake off your plans. Shake off the reasons why not. Don't pray for the harvest. The harvest is plenteous.
All right.
The harvest is white. The harvest is ready. Pray the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers. Pray the Lord of the harvest that somebody would be equipped, that somebody would be ready, that somebody would be focused, that somebody would have a vision from God. You know the problem with Jonah is he got comfortable living without the vision being primary. He got comfortable living without following the cloud. What are you following? What's the primary drive? It's not difficult to figure it out. He got comfortable, settled in to following his plan, following his map. This is comfortable. This is familiar. This is predictable. This doesn't cost. This is safe. He got comfortable living that life, being an American, having the American dream, having everything perfectly laid out. Where's the vision for your life? What can you see? What have you found in prayer? Tell me about your burden. What is your burden? What do you feel God pressing you to build? How are you carrying out the Great Commission? Go ye therefore, teach all nations. Baptize them. Convert them. Win them. Make them disciples. How is your life and your career facilitating the Great Commission? How are your plans, everything that you've laid out, how is it bringing to pass the primary thing, the vision of God in your life? How is everything about who you are facilitating what God has placed in your heart concerning the Great Commission? Wake up, America. Arise. There's a city. She's crying. She's petitioning. She's looking for a preacher. Oh yeah, she's looking for a preacher. And there are young men in this house tonight that you feel called of God to preach. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed. Don't hide it. Don't take an alternate route. Let it rise to the surface. Speak what you feel. There are Bible study teachers in this house still trying to find the confidence to do it. Arise. Shake off the slumber. Shake off the sleep. Shake off the cares of this life. Sell something that cost you something. Throw it in the pot. I don't even know why I'm saying this stuff tonight. I can promise you, I told my wife, I hate being a preacher sometimes. Because I did not have any direction today. This is what God told me to say. I don't even know why I'm saying these things. This is what God wants to tell this church. And God wants to call somebody tonight to arise into the calling that you know. It keeps you up at night. It consumes your thoughts. It doesn't let you fall asleep because it burdens you. God wants somebody to step out of the box, to step out of the boat, to allow yourself to sink beneath the surface and be swallowed up by the calling of God, and to allow yourself to die beneath the waters and to come back up in the calling and the anointing and the power of God. God, this whole idea God dropped on me about 3 years ago, I guess, a youth service. I was getting up to preach, and the Holy Ghost just came on me so strong. And I remember Sister Amber Corey was sitting right here. And she, about 2 minutes into it, she came down to the front and she sobbed. And I thought that night, man, I don't know where she, this may have been further back than that, I'm not sure. I had no idea what God's doing in her life, but something is happening. And I look at her today and I realize she responded. She responded to what the Holy Ghost was saying. And I don't know what the end of the story is going to be, but I can see the hand of God working in her life. And I can see the calling of God overshadowing her life, and something is being born in her. She came up out of the waters of that moment, and I don't even know if she remembers it, but it left an impression in my mind. God is calling somebody in this place to cut ties with, and I'm telling you, it's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. It's going to make you a little bit uncomfortable. It's going to make you make some decisions that are going to leave you vulnerable. And you're going to feel exposed. But it's the will of God. The timing is right. The purpose of God is right. He's calling you to rise up. To shake off the sleep. To shake off the slumber. To be the mouthpiece that he has ordained you to be, to preach to that great city. That great city. Thousands of people. I don't know what's going to be born of your life, but we are in a season of time where God is saying something is being birthed. Something is being born. A creative work is being done in somebody's life, and there's a revival on the other side of it. There's the purpose of heaven on the other side of it. There's the destiny of God on the other side of it. There's a deep calling and a deep anointing and a deep power from God. There are miracles and signs and wonders. There's sackcloth and ashes and repentance and power and restoration. There are broken families that will not be broken because you're going to go. There are ravaged lives that will not be ravaged because you're going to speak. There's a little baby somewhere that won't be aborted because you're going to minister. And you're going to walk in the anointing. And you're going to live out your calling. Hallelujah, Jesus. There's a church that will be, that would not have been. There's an orphan
there's an orphan that's going to hear the truth that would not have heard. There's a king who's going to look around and he's going to say, I didn't know. I had never heard. Nobody had ever told me before. Thank you for coming. Thank you for being willing. Thank you for speaking truth. Thank you for preaching the word in the middle of a city of dead religious ideas. Thank you for getting out a Bible study chart and teaching me the word of God. Thank you for buying into the vision of your pastor and being willing to sacrifice your time, sacrifice your passion, sacrifice your desires to live out the purpose of God.
Spanish ministry. There's a Spanish ministry. It's going to cost you something. 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 It's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take dedication. There's an outreach program. There are lives that are going to be impacted. It's going to cost you something. Jesus. That great city. That great revival. That great ministry. That great anointing. That great destiny. That great purpose. It's going to cost you something. It's going to cost you something. Jesus. Jesus. Samos. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Malalakia sahana koso. Je malasa kambolosia. Li malakotosai. Shanda brokosia. Salalani kaya sotokosia. What do you have to give tonight? What do you have to give? I know it might not be much, but what do you have to give? What do you have in your hand? It may not be a whole lot, but what is it? What is it that might cost you something? Your talent, your skill, what is it? What has God given you? What has he spoken concerning your life? What can you give? What can you do? What can you say? What do you know? What have you been given? It's going to cost you something. Jesus. Jesus. Messiah. Malabrokosia. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Arise, O sleeper. Awaken. Shake yourself. There's a great city. There are many people. There's a work to be done. In the name of Jesus. 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 Somebody needs to be born tonight. Somebody needs to allow that to be conceived within you. To take that word into your spirit. And allow it to
thrive in this incubator of the presence of God, it's going to cost you something. But there's a calling and there's a purpose. It's for His glory. It's so that the world can know mercy and can know truth. Jesus. 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 In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By Your Spirit, God. By Your Spirit, God. By Your Spirit, God. Salabrokosia. Mandalabrokosia baha. Mabrakia sahatia ka. Andabrokotosia baha. Ye nabrokosia da kiasa. She mahasi. Shilabrokosandabayakiasa. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Mahasokosi. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's so much more than what the pastor has built in this house. In this house. There's so much more than what the pastor has built in this city that's represented right now. God is trying to awaken a vision and a purpose in this place tonight to multiply the seed, the investment, the sacrifice of Brother Sutton and what he built here. God wants to reproduce in you, in us, the investment, the original seed that was planted in the pastor. In the name of Jesus, 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 somebody give forth, somebody bring forth right now, somebody let the incubator produce in you something that's against your will and contrary to you, but that God has designed. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh. Abroko sandabaha. Mabrokoto sata hayaki. Hey, labrakandaboyondo hokosiabaha. Shalabrongo hotosiambahaya. Oh, masara kandaha. Yay, maso. Hasin labrokosi. Hyanda brokoto siabaha. Oh, mabrakataya sindabaha. Shei mabrongo hosia. Hyanda la mabrokotosi. Shei mabrokosia. someone all across the house. Why don't you just find somebody to pray with right now? Everybody find somebody else to pray with. Pray the anointing of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Over the house tonight, I can feel in my spirit people that want to respond to this word. And one of the main things that's holding you back is your past. It's your own failures. It's your own struggles.
But God wants you to respond to this. And I really believe that there's impartation of gifts in this house tonight. And here's what I feel like we need to do. I think front to back, side to side, we need to repent. Everyone in the house, just repent. Just ask God, that thing that you've been thinking about that would hold you back from being that voice in Nineveh, that thing that's been popping up in your mind all night as the word of the Lord was coming forth, just lay it on the altar of repentance to God right now. And after you've repented in the house, if you say yes, if you agree in your spirit with this word, I want you to come down to this altar. And there is going to be a gift of God that's going to come down on you tonight. A Holy Ghost impartation that is going to give you the strength. It's going to give you the courage. It's going to give you the tools that you need. When you come down to this altar, be prepared, because God is going to reach down into you. There is a portal open in the Holy Ghost tonight that's been opened by the prophetic word of God. And I'm telling you, God is hovering over this building, waiting to pour His Spirit down. Waiting to pour His anointing down on anyone that will open up their heart and say yes. Come on, say yes. Come on, say yes. God's, oh, yes, yes, yes. There's anointing in this house. There's Holy Ghost that's going to come down on you. He's going to empower you.